It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Boss, and I'm not saying we've got to be in Afghanistan forever, but I am saying, did any of you throw your rank on the table and say, hey, it's a bad idea to evacuate Bagram Airfield, the strategic air base, before we evacuate everyone? I have been fighting for 17 years. I am willing to throw it all away to say to my senior leaders, I demand accountability.
And that was Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller. And he was talking about what was happening in Afghanistan. We're all horrified by the ineptness in which we did it. How bad we looked. It's going to last for generations. And this lieutenant colonel who spent 18 years fighting these wars was wondering, how could they be doing this in his name? Because of that, he was warned not to. We put out another tape, and they jailed him and put him in solitary confinement. He has now pled guilty to all these charges, and in a plea agreement with the Corps, Marine Corps, concluded a saga that began when he took social media by storm in August 26. But is it really concluded? Joining me now is his dad, Stuart Scheller Sr. Stuart, welcome back.
Thank you, Brian.
Where does your son go from here? For what exactly? He pleaded guilty, got one month without pay, but now does he get his pension restored or any? Where does he stand?
He will not get his pension restored, and so. I got to say something to you, Brian. I think this will put this all into perspective. I've been asked many times how's Stuart doing right now.
Yep.
And I will put it to you this way, Brian. If the executive team at Fox News, because of their poor planning and execution, resulted in the deaths of 13 journalists, and if you as a middle manager spoke up and said, hey, I demand some accountability or admit your mistakes, and as a result of you speaking up, they put a gag order on you, they put you in jail for 9 days, if they then took you to court because you broke company policy, but you're an honorable man, Brian, you accepted accountability. You said, yep, I did it. I'm guilty. But before you went to court, Brian, they released the pretrial investigation and your medical and mental health records to the media. And then after court was over and you accepted accountability, they asked you to come back to work on Monday to face your accusers in a hostile environment. So people ask me, how's he doing? And I say, how would you be doing? Now, I will tell you, our son is a warrior. He's a fighter. He has been a fighter for America for the last 17 years, and I guarantee you he will emerge stronger. But we are awaiting, where it stands is we are awaiting for the Secretary of Navy to sign off on his resignation. And we have, and that was part of the plea deal. So we're just asking him to expedite it. But, Brian, using my analogy, you were still under a contract with Fox for 3 years. So technically, they can ask him to come to work for the next 3 years in a hostile work environment and under a gag order. So, no, he's not doing great, but you know what?
Right.
He is tough, and he'll come back. There's two chapters to this story. The first chapter was his call for accountability for a botched withdrawal. He's much more qualified to speak to that than you or I. But there's a second chapter. In the second chapter, I'm qualified to speak to. I've been a management leadership executive coach and consultant for the last 25 years. I've helped Fortune 500 companies with leadership. And I will tell you, in the last 2 months, I have never seen a more toxic work culture than I have witnessed up front and close with the Marine Corps. It's astonishing. They should be embarrassed. And, you know, I would ask Americans to write their congresspeople, senators and representatives. I would ask them to write the Secretary of Navy. if we're giving budget money and appropriations to the Marine Corps, we probably ought to put some into management and leadership on how they can handle situations like this, because they did not handle this well. And if you want to know what they have done, go to – we put up a site called iStandWithStu.com. Read Lieutenant Colonel Scheller's statement that he read in front of the judge last week. And it's long, but it's very powerful to give you an insight into how they have treated our war hero.
Well, a couple of things. When you say toxic, toxic as it relates to you or overall?
Well, toxic to how they're treating their decorated war heroes. The judge, Judge Colonel Hines, that preceded over the court-martial, admonished the prosecution. He said, I've looked at Lieutenant Scheller's record, and I've never seen – he is top of the class, top flight, top of the tree – and he has never had a blemish. He's one of the outstanding leaders in the Marine Corps until he spoke up on August 26th. And then they proceeded to try to crush him, to make him look bad. And it's warfare. They know how to do this. But they're not going to win in the end, because our son will eventually get out. We hope it's not 3 years, but, you know, if you
get out of the Marines, get out of the Marines.
Pardon me?
He's out of jail.
Correct.
Yeah.
He is out of jail, but he is still not out of the Marine Corps. So they're not letting him go until the Secretary of Navy signs his resignation.
So he's not. He's getting his 1 month fine, which I think the judge really stepped up. I think you're pleased with what the judge did, right? He defied the correct.
The judge was incredibly fair,
right?
And the judge almost. I mean, the judge in the releasing of his medical and mental health records pretty much admonished the government, saying there should be an investigation, and I would expect the person or the persons that were responsible for this to come back to my court-martial court. Now, will there be one? What do you think? Who knows? When I say toxic culture, anything and everything that you could do to defuse this situation since August 26th, in my opinion, as a leadership and management coach, they did the opposite. So I've used the word toxic, but it's bullying, it's intimidation, it's pressure, it's psychological warfare to make him look bad and to make him crack. Read a statement and you'll get a flavor for it.
So how did he handle being jailed? How did he get through it? I can't imagine being in solitary confinement, not knowing even what's going outside the walls.
You know, again, he shared with us he had a slit in the door. They did allow him to walk, I think, for an hour a day or maybe two by himself. But I will tell you, again, our son is tough. Our son is resilient. He's been on deployments where he's been shot at every day. You know, he can handle this. He's disappointed. He loves the Marine Corps. It's in his statement. And the fact that it has come to this, you know, he said early on in one of his videos, if someone would have just called me, I would have gotten back in line and submitted. But no one cared. The minute he spoke up and challenged leadership, they went on a systematic course to try and destroy him.
Is he heartened now by the response he got from the rest of America?
Oh, he is extremely grateful, and so are Kathy and I as parents. America stepped up. America contacted Congress people. America donated to his site to pay for his legal fees, since he's going to be walking away from his pension. And his wife and children will be very well taken care of. So thank you, America. And he is very grateful for that. And when he is able to speak and out of the Marine Corps and off of his gag order, I'm confident he will express his gratitude, but for now, it's me. I'm not on a gag order.
And you're a great spokesman, as is your wife. iStandWithStu.com to find out more. It's excellent. Stu, I'd love to keep in touch along the way, and please give your best to your son.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you to your listeners.
You got it. When we come back, about my new book and more to know. You're not going to believe some of the stories about that and the special we have coming up November 7th. President and Freedom Fighter.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.